I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Hands-on learning is often cited as one of the best ways to learn skills like engineering or physics. And one Hartford-based nonprofit has turned to bike building in the classroom, the first of its kind in the city. A handful of teenage boys hoist a red Columbia racing bike into the air and lock it into place on a bike lift. Today, they're replacing the brake hoods, those devices that house the thing you squeeze when you want to stop.
Hartford youth are known for riding bikes without brakes in very creative ways.
That's Anthony Shirolis, founder of the educational bike shop, BC Co.
We'd like to provide more brakes.
Brakes are just a small part of BC Co's Earn a Bike After School program. Students from around the region learn about everything from ball bearings to bike safety by fixing up old bikes donated by people from around the area. At the end of the 8-week program, each student takes a bike home. Jose Huerta is a sophomore at Hall High School in West Hartford. He says working on bikes gives him something positive to do with his time.
Learning something new keeps me out of trouble.
Over at a table, a volunteer helps Karan Williams lubricate a brake line.
Well, I actually have learned a lot.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things on the mountain bike that I didn't know how to fix before, that I just now learned how to fix and put back together.
Karan's a junior at Hartford Magnet Trinity College Academy. His bike fixing teacher, Shirolis, says the students are learning skills that can be easily transferred into other fields.
If somebody didn't realize or wanted to get more into being, a mechanic or getting into manufacturing or machines, this is a great way to start, figuring out how things work. And it's developing folks that, might not know they're an engineer yet.
An engineer himself, Shirolis left his job with Pratt & Whitney to come work for the nonprofit Center for Latino Progress, which supports BC Co's operations. He had started a bike co-op in Illinois a few years ago, which inspired his idea for BC Co. Yanil Terron runs the Center for Latino Progress. She says the bike fixing program is not only teaching kids about science and engineering, but it's also giving them a cheap and clean form of transportation.
A lot of the youth don't have bikes or bikes that work properly. And by having their own bike, then they have access to after-school programs they haven't been able to go to.
This, she says, opens up a world of opportunities. Shirolis uses the Earn a Bike class to teach historical tidbits to his students, like how women began wearing pants so they could ride bikes. He also wants to get more people to bike around the city, and this program is a way to instill the value of biking early on.
In the city of Hartford, this is the first.
That's Julio Casiano from the Small Business Administration. He says BC Co provides valuable skills that can be passed along, like self-reliance.
It took a non-for-profit organization to look at all of the pieces of what it is to create a social enterprise where there's value added to it long term.
When the program's over, the students will get a new bike, a helmet, and bike lights. Casiano says there's a lot to be proud of.
This is something that they could relate in the street, because this is not something that's shameful for them. This is something that's pride. They built this bike themselves.
The Center for Latino Progress has high hopes for BC Co's future, and it's working on adult learning classes as well as dual language programs. David DeRoche, WNPR News.
Okay. I think we're polished up as much as we need to be for that. We'll do the next step, just putting the brake hoods back on. They don't want to be side specific. Come on over.
Wait, what about this?
I'll take care of it.
Yep, we'll bring those over in a second. We're clear for now. Okay.